White, St. Helena, California, June 11, 1911. Elder J. E. White, Nashville, Tennessee. My son, Edson, I wish to express to you my great desire that you should do the work that the Lord has pointed out for you to do. If you have kept all the letters I have written to you, you will find in them this wish, expressed in words of warning and encouragement. You have made a mistake in working away from the Lord's plans regarding you. In urging yourself to enter into the work of book publication, you have not followed the leading of the Lord. You are not a financier. You have not the faculty to figure closely in this work or to economize in means. Your mother and your brother have made every effort to relieve you in your perplexities, but I have feared sometimes that we should not be able to bear the strain. You are not required to carry the burdens that you have taken upon yourself. Your brain will not bear the tax if you enter into so many enterprises. Your present perplexing position is one very much of your own creating. You will never be able to make a correct estimate of the terrible burdens and sleepless nights I have had to bear on this account. And I know that your brother has passed through severe trials because of your undertaking so much that you could not carry. When you undertake to do financiering, you do not have the blessing of the Lord because of your determination to carry out your own plans. What a pleasure it would be to me to have this condition of things changed. How glad I should be to have you united with us in our work, for there is a great deal to do. Unless you come to a different state of mind, we could not unite with you, but when you act your part, there will be no difficulty. In the courts of heaven, our individual cases are pending. How shall it be with us? Does the Spirit of Christ rule in our hearts and lives? If this Spirit, and not ours, takes the control, the decisions of the judgment in our cases will be such as to cause angels to rejoice. The Lord is calling our people in every place to sow beside all waters. As it is written, He hath dispersed abroad, He hath given to the poor, His righteousness remaineth forever. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 9. We must use our God-given abilities in such a way that our spiritual energies shall be strengthened and ennobled. My son, your standing apart from your brethren as you do exerts upon other minds an influence that pleases the enemy of souls. When you follow out the principles of the Word of God, your influence will be of value to any church, any organization. You are to come up to the help of the Lord, to the help of the Lord against the mighty. Let all frivolous words and acts, all lightness and trifling, all that would give the enemy an advantage, be put away. If you will humble yourself before God, He will give you a decided message for the people in the highways and the hedges. Let your heart be sanctified by the Spirit of truth. Trim your lamp and keep it burning, that wherever you go, and in all your dealing, you may reveal, in speech and action, wisdom and light. If you will seek the Lord with all your heart, you will do a work in the ministry of the Word that will bring honor to God. When in Washington, the Lord opened before me the case of some of the leading brethren, showing that He could not work with them because they were viewing matters in a false light. They were in danger of creating a condition of things that would have marred the work. But these brethren heeded the instruction that was sent and sought the Lord. God brought them into the full light, and now their work is acceptable to Him. When the Lord sets His hand to prepare the way before His ministers, it is their duty to follow where He directs. He will never forsake or leave in uncertainty those who follow His leadings with full purpose of heart. The Lord calls upon you to follow the light. You are not prepared or fitted to make the move you are now contemplating, and which you suppose will be a success. You are not fitted to be a leader in the publishing work. It is in the order of God that you should unite with men who can supply your deficiencies. If you had done this, as the Lord has directed, you would now be prepared to act your part intelligently. When you need help, let the Lord be your advisor and counselor. In asking advice from those who are not instructed by the Lord, you have shown a lack of true wisdom. Then, when you have been brought into straight places, the Lord has counseled you, but his instruction was not pleasing to you.
I was instructed that you and your brother could unite to follow in the light of the Lord in publishing, advising with each other, and working in harmony with our intelligent workers. Then the Lord could be your advisor, your front guard, and your rearward. But when you choose your own course, launching out as you are now planning to do, you are making a great mistake, although you cannot discern this. You two brothers and your mother should be in perfect harmony in carrying on the work of God in publishing lines, standing on the eternal principles of equity, and working unitedly for the upbuilding of God's cause. I can write no more now, for I am weary and must stop. My work on the new book calls for much of my attention. When I have read this over carefully, and it is in the hands of the printers, my part will be done. But this work is not done yet. I shall have messages to bear to our people as long as my life shall be spared, encouraging them and pointing out their dangers and their mistakes. Will they heed the messages? Will they walk in humility before God? Will they follow on to know the Lord, whose going forth is prepared as the morning?